From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Pakistani authorities have arrested 10 suspects in the torching of more than two dozen NATO fuel trucks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Islamabad that Pakistan's leaders have warned NATO against further cross-border raids into its territory.
Police in Shikarpur, a town in southern Sindh province, arrested 10 men, five of whom were students at the local madrasa or Islamic seminary. The tanker convoy was taking gasoline from the port of Karachi to the Chaman border crossing when it was attacked. Authorities closed the other border crossing into Afghanistan, Torkham, yesterday, stranding more than 100 NATO supply trucks. In Brussels, Pakistan's ambassador to Belgium lodged a protest over recent cross-border attacks, which killed three border guards yesterday. In Parliament, Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani warned NATO that unless it apologized or explained its actions, Pakistan had plenty of ways to respond. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
According to U.S. counterterrorism experts, senior al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden, are believed to have been involved in a recently uncovered terror plot against U.S. cities. Details of the multi-pronged attack began emerging this week. The plot said to involve what has been described as a Mumbai-type shooting attack against so-called soft targets in Britain, France, and Germany. The U.S. intelligence officials say details of how the plan was being directed and coordinated are not yet clear. Presidential point person Rahm Emanuel made it official today, Emanuel announcing he is leaving his chief of staff position at the White House, though he did not specifically mention his next move, what is expected to be a Chicago mayoral bid. Without mentioning the mayor's race specifically, he said he's energized by the prospect of new challenges. Known for his brusque and at times abrasive style, Emanuel also joked about his penchant for colorful language.
I'm sure you've learned some words that you've never heard before, and in an assortment of combination of words. What we learned together was what a group of tireless, talented, committed people can achieve together.
Emanuel made his remarks as he stood next to President Obama in the East Room of the White House. Federal regulators have issued a report about the dramatic flash crash, Jim Zeroli reports.
The report says the markets were already turbulent that day because of fallout from the European debt crisis. Then a trading firm, which has been identified in the press as Waddell & Reed of Kansas City, initiated an unusually large automatic sell order of a kind of futures contract called E-minis. As trades intensified, prices in the contracts plunged, and futures market regulators in Chicago briefly suspended trading. Confused by what was happening, numerous firms throughout Wall Street quit buying stocks briefly, which led to a bewildering liquidity crisis. The major market indexes were down as much as 10%, and some individual stocks fell much more. Once traders figured out what was happening, prices rebounded, though the market still finished down for the day. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. The rainy weather that has been pounding various sections of the East Coast for the past 2 days is continuing to move north with a torrential downpour that washed out roads and cut power, now being blamed for the death of a woman in Pennsylvania. State police say the woman apparently drove her car into a rain-swollen stream in southeastern Pennsylvania shortly before daybreak. Yesterday, four people, including two children, died when their SUV went off a rain-slickened roadway in North Carolina, plunging into a water-filled ditch. Another person drowned when his pickup veered off the road and into a river. Minnesota is still drying out after the record rains drenched the state last week. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more on the flooding that followed.
The state capital has closed its airport and riverfront roadways as the Mississippi River has risen above flood stage for the first time ever in the fall. St. Paul is feeling the effects of flooding last week in the Minnesota River Basin, which empties into the Mississippi. Rick Larkin is St. Paul's Emergency Management Director.
It's just a difficult situation where it never happened before. You know, it's a quick rise and a quick fall, and the scientists are not necessarily certain how much capacity is in the floodplain. We're all learning as we go.
The state is hoping to earn an official federal disaster declaration soon. Scores of homes in small towns and rural areas across southern Minnesota were damaged by flash flooding. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
United parent UAL and Continental Airlines have finalized their merger, creating the world's largest airline by passenger traffic. The merged airline, which will keep the United name, will have about 5,800 daily departures and be based in United's current headquarters in Chicago. On Wall Street today, stocks regained some of their lost ground, the Dow ending the week up 41 points, the Nasdaq climbed 2 points today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.